Good Sunday morning to each and every one of you. It is so good to be back here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wong, and I have missed you guys so much in these past few weeks. You know, about 2 weeks ago, that was birthday week, so I had taken some time off for that, for the week of September the 11th, and last week, I was a little bit under the weather, so I'm back this week. And how's everyone doing? I hope pretty well. Welcome to this week's session of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall. And I want to welcome all of our new listeners. Thank you so much for joining me here today in our call query. And for those of you that are new, the Sunday Morning Meditation is usually 15, 30 minutes of stress relief and release. It's our time to close the doors, go into the bathroom, find your favorite easy chair or your quiet place so that we can release all of this baggage and stress that we've been carrying around with us all week. And it'll also help us to come into the new week fresh, enlightened, because we've let go of our burden. I hope everyone is seated or lying down. And for a moment, we're just going to breathe and relax. Close your eyes and let it all go. For many of you, the family isn't even awake yet, so we can relax for a little while. Just relax. And breathe. Take deep breaths in. I want you to inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Keep those eyes closed. Now exhale. Let all of that negative energy you've been harboring within your soul, release it. Let it go. Get it all out of your system. I know that the times are hard, and that's the one thing that I take great pride in. And that's the fact that when I do the Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio show, which airs on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and when I do the Sunday morning meditation, I'm not just some motivational speaker here to tell you what I know you want to hear. Whatever comes to me, because this show is not scripted, I hope you get what you need to hear. And sometimes what I say is not for each and every listener. You get what you need out of my words, because they come from somewhere deep within and far above and beyond myself. But know that I'm going through my own storm. So each day, I'm still trying to climb back to where I used to be and beyond. And sometimes we need to understand that we cannot rush things. You ever hear that commercial where people say that they want something right then and there? They want it right now. So ask yourself, if you had something and all of a sudden it just appeared, you had it, would you be prepared to do what you needed to really do with it? Or would you respond as quickly as it had come to you, and you would respond with impulse? And before you know it, you have squandered and you have depleted that resource, and you're back to square one with a lot of immediate gratification, but it's things that you're either done with, they have a one-time use, now you have nothing. So I've said it before, it's best to prepare and plan so that you can make the best of your prize or your reward when you do receive it. Wanting things quickly may not be the best for us. We can go further if we have a good working plan and we prepare for what's coming our way, whether it be something extremely positive or negative. Let's keep breathing. You know what I want you to do? If you're in a seated position and you're able to do so, just raise your arms above your head and put your head back slightly if you're able to, and take deep breaths. This will help to open up your lungs. Get that fresh air in and breathe out all that negative air. Cleanse your soul. Cleanse your body from the inside out. And you know, I always tell people that this is your time. It's amazing what these few minutes of relaxation can do for you, for your well-being. You know, this past week alone, I just learned that a neighbor passed away in his home alone by himself, and he had been gone for several days before he was found by his family. Just think about what it's like to live your life in that type of solitude. And when you're out, you're at war with your neighbors. Life is too short. And we need to make peace as best we can. But live your life like today may be your last day. But enjoy every moment of it and stop rushing through it. You know, the world is a wondrous place. I started getting back into my photography, and I take pictures of all the small things in the world. And I don't mean people or children. I mean inanimate objects, the flowers, the plants, the little bugs that crawl up and down the plants. This world is a wondrous place, and we're so busy rushing all the time and wanting things right here and now. We overlook all of the smaller things. But take time out to enjoy the day. It's overcast here where I'm located, but I'm going to take the time to go outside and just stand on the back deck and look at the trees. And if you're in a city setting, it's still early, so it may be a little more quiet. Just listen to the silence and know that you're still standing and able to move forward for a reason. So many people live their lives, and they think that growing up, having children, or getting married and getting a job, that's living. And we don't realize until the end that we've never really lived. There's nothing greater than finding out what your purpose is in this world, whether it be to write a book, to sing a song. And I don't mean become some mega star. You'd be surprised what your lyrics can do for one person or 100. It doesn't have to be millions. I never expected to have dried so many tears through Healing Through Hurt and the Sunday morning meditation. I never expected that, but I have. And I know that I was born on this earth to experience all of my trials and tribulations. because that laid the path and that laid out the plan for me to give birth to Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, and the Sunday morning meditation. I am nowhere where I used to be. I know what it's like to be on my game and at the top. But because of all that I've gone through in a small time of 2 years, I lost it all. So I'm at ground zero. And some days I feel as though I'm at some subterranean level. But you know what? I still convince myself that I have nowhere to go but up. Thank you so much to our guest here in our call query. And a special good morning to guest 122. Thank you so much for joining me in the chat room. I'm glad you're here, and I hope that you get what you need out of our small time together. Let's get back to some more breathing. Close your eyes, and if it's been a really rough week for you and you feel a need to shed a tear, then fine, because water has healing properties. When I'm sick, you've heard me say it many times for our regular listeners, I go to the water. Water has medicinal properties. They have healing properties. Let it out. If you need to cry, then you cry. But take deep breaths in. Deep as you can get it. Inflate those lungs. Hold it. And then let it go. Exhale. Get it all out. Close your eyes. I want everyone in a seated or lying position. I don't want anyone standing because with your eyes closed, I don't want you to lose your balance and fall. Just lie still. Our music today is from the Wellness for Women series. Music for your mind, body, and spirit. This just happens to be the Stress Relief CD. Just let it all go. Relax. It's our quiet time. It's our time. The family doesn't exist right now. We need to heal. We need to take care of us. And this is just a small way to do it. So relax. Let it go. If someone treated you wrong at work, you know what? Kill them with kindness. And I don't mean walk in and hug them like a tree. I mean, sometimes it's best to be silent. I always tell people my mantras, STHU, shut the heck up. And that means just be silent, because they don't understand when you don't come back at them, which validates their bad behavior. So just be silent, and that confuses them even more. And if they keep coming at you, you take whatever steps within the confines of law to deal with it, but never stoop to their level. If a family member has hurt you, sometimes it's good to take that break. And if you're in a situation that's life-threatening, or it may harm you or your children, get out. Find and seek help. I know what it's like to live through domestic violence. The man who promised to love her and cherish me for the rest of our days turned out to be someone else. But I'm here, and I survived. And that's why I have no problems paving the way for each and every one of you who's still going through it, and you need that beacon of light to help guide you through that dark tunnel. Brighter days are ahead. Once you make the decision, to move forward. Keep putting one foot in front of the other, and eventually your load will lighten and you'll notice that the sky is getting a little more clear. And before you know it, the sun will break through. I have days when I can feel the warmth of the sun again, and there are days when I cannot, because we're human and it takes time. But we need to keep the faith and keep moving forward, because as I said, we're still here for a reason. So let's breathe. Are we ready? Eyes closed. If you need to cry, then cry. If you need to yell into that pillow, then you do so. But your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul will thank you for taking these few moments to take care of wonderful, beautiful, important you. So let's breathe now. Inhale. Eyes closed. Now exhale. One more time. Let's breathe in. Now exhale. You should feel it. You should start to feel lighter. You should just feel your body feeling a lot less heavy. And if you don't, keep breathing. And you lie still or you sit still as long as it takes before you have to start your busy day. And as always, healing through her iTalk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a 501c3 community-based nonprofit helping one person at a time, one child at a time, or one community at a time, one day at a time. We are here. I am here. And anytime you'd like to speak with me personally or write to us, you may send your letters to Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org. And yes, I do read each and every letter personally. And for now, I'm still responding to each and every phone call. You may get a call from an assistant to tell you that you will be hearing from me, but we acknowledge all of our correspondences. And of course, if you'd like to write, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. We are here for you. You know, when I founded the foundation, our original mission was to help our at-risk youth. But I soon discovered that I couldn't help the youth if they had gone home to the dysfunctional families. So we expanded our mission to help these youth and their families. I know what it's like to be a single mom. I know what it's like to be a wife in a bad situation. I know what it's like to be a wife in a good situation. I know what it's like to lose my job. I know what it's like to have unemployment for the first time in your life. I know what it's like to be hurt. But I also know what it's like to start on that road to healing. You may also give us a call if you like. Our number is 202-618-2556. Leave a detailed message and your call will be returned. And of course, don't forget, for those of you who are in the Maryland area, Our second annual Healing Through Hurt Women's Motivational Summit is coming on October 22nd. You may visit thewallfoundationinc.org. That's our website for more information and, of course, ticket ordering. And if you'd like to donate to the Wall Foundation, you may do so from our website as well. And it is www.thewallfoundationinc.org. Oh, of course, you can always send your donations to Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. But more so, I enjoy being here for each and every one of you. Just lie back and be still. And for those of you who also listen to our regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have some wonderful, wonderful guests coming for you. On October the 1st, my special guest will be a returning guest, actually, from about two seasons ago. Alice McCall will be coming back. She's a gifted spiritual teacher and healer. In her practice, Healing Path, she works successfully with serious health issues and disease. Alice wrote a wonderful book after her bout with breast cancer when she was diagnosed in 2007. She successfully healed herself without medical intervention. The experience led her to author Wellness Wisdom, and it's a book that offers alternative views on health and healing. So join us on October the 1st when I welcome back Alice McCall. And then the following Saturday, straight from the world of media and Hollywood, Jackie LePin, she wrote a new book called Practical Conscious Creation. It anchors in the law of attraction and conscious manifestation techniques, tools, and practices in the daily life. Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Technique to Manifest Your Desires by Jackie LePin. I am so looking forward to speaking with Jackie, and I hope that you'll be able to join us right here on Healing Through Hurt at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, October the 8th. These are some of the wonderful guests that we have coming up. So I hope that you'll mark your calendars. And of course, like us, you can also find us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. Come and join our family. We'd love to have you. And of course, that's one of the best places to keep track of what's going on, upcoming guests, and of course, all of our events. And as always, I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough smiles to turn that frown of yours upside down, but most of all, enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way. And if you're a person that's on Twitter, we are the Wall, well, actually it's Wall_Foundation on Twitter. You can also catch us there. So now let's just let the music take us away to our favorite place, to our private place that only exists within our minds and in our souls. Again, this is from the Wellness for Women series, Music for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. This is the Stress Relief CD. As always, I am your host, Maria Wall. And until next time, just remember to keep up. Brighter days are ahead. Don't let Satan win. Don't let the stress and the depression win. I had a really bad bout earlier last week with stress and depression. But I know that tomorrow will be a better day. So with that said, we're going to let the music play for the next 4 minutes. So just lie there and relax, because your day is about to begin. But just know that someone is here who cares for you. And I don't need to meet you in the physical. But know that I'm here. Hear my voice. And know that you have a place to call home and to find peace. If just for a few moments. That's what healing through hurt is all about. So here's a big cyber hug for you, as I do with my grandchildren. And until next time, you be well. And if you need us, again, you can write to us at our website, thewallfoundationinc.org. Give us a call at 202-618-2556. Or you may send us a letter at Healing Through Hurt at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Or you may write to us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or you may write to me personally at MariaWall@thewallfoundationinc.org. Until next time, you be well. And I will see you soon, Lord willing. Have a wonderful, wonderful remainder of your Sunday and a beautiful work week. And remember, those that harm us only have the power we allow them to have over us. Planning and preparation. Nothing happens quickly if it's to be successful and last. So just remember, wait. Divine timing is everything. So until next time, I'm Maria Wall. Be well. And if you need us, we're just a phone call, email, or web message away. I hope to see you Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're here for a Sunday morning meditation. And remember, on our homepage, if you're there, like us and share us. Share us on Twitter or join us at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio on Facebook. Like us there and spread the word, because I'm determined that we're going to help people in every corner of the earth. Be well. This is Maria Wall saying, Lord willing, I'll see you again soon.